Nolte, Voting by Mail is a Terrible Democrat Idea That Invites Fraud. By John Nolte on April 3, 2020. Democrats want to mail every American a 2020 ballot and have people come to your house to pick up those ballots. Can you imagine? Can you imagine mailing out some 150 million ballots to every registered voter and having some politicized organizer pick them up? Sir, I'm here to pick up your presidential ballot. I haven't filled it out. You know, I'm not really paying attention. That's no problem. Why don't you let me help you with that? Seriously, can you imagine? Or how about the very idea of these organizers in possession and in control of who knows how many hundreds or thousands of ballots? Democrats tried that in Arizona for the 2016 election. But the state passed a law against it, against what is known as community ballot collection, and the Supreme Court, thankfully, upheld the law, but only after the depraved Ninth Circuit ruled against it. But this is what Democrats want. This is how Democrats are exploiting the coronavirus pandemic and all the death and economic destruction that goes with it. To push terrible ideas like nationwide vote by mail and community ballot collection. Anyone who believes in election and ballot integrity understands that the safest way to vote, to ensure a legal and orderly process, is in-person voting with a government ID. Willy-nilly vote by mail is a terrible idea. My God, that would mean mailing ballots to every single registered voter in the country. But only for now. You know that eventually, Democrats will demand that everyone of voting age is mailed a ballot. So what you would have are some 150 million presidential voting ballots floating around the country. How many would go to the wrong address? How easy would it be to vote twice, once in person and once by mail? How easy would it be to vote using someone else's ballots? How about this easy? And those are only the people who have been caught. Democrats also want to provide prepaid postage for mail-in ballots and extending the postmark deadline to Election Day. Can you imagine? If you can postmark as late as Election Day, and you have 150 million ballots floating around, and the polls close in your state at 7 p.m., and the votes are all counted by 10 p.m., and you're a tad short. Good grief, you know, the next move will be to keep the post office open until midnight, so those much-needed ballots can be postmarked on Election Day. While I realize that five states already vote exclusively by mail, Colorado, Hawaii, Oregon, Washington, and Utah, you at least have to mail the ballots yourself or drop them off at a polling place. Regardless, this is still a terrible idea. If nothing else, it greatly inflates the possibility of fraud and removes the most sacred of traditions, the secret ballot. Once you are behind that curtain, it's just you and your own conscience. Filling out a ballot at home invites coercion and bullying from politicized family members. Democrats are not trying to make voting more convenient for Americans. Democrats are trying to make vote fraud all that much easier. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.